Well, good morning. It's a pretty good morning today. It's pretty bright out, nice, no snow. Pretty I can't remember right. Pretty. Sun's out. It's looking nice, and I look good today. Well, this is part two of well, I forgot what it's called. Story of my life, I guess. I'm really not sure where I should start. So if I skip around my life, forgive me. Let's start out with, let's see, what happened in the beginning? In the beginning, God created the earth. No, I wasn't born that back that far. I was when I was born. Let's start before I was born. No. Let's start when I was born. Yeah. Okay. When I was born, I was, of course, 1 minute old. 1 second old, I guess. I don't know. I don't when I was a baby, I had a great grandmother. She was very nice to me. She loved the world of me. And great person. I loved her so much. She used to spoil me a lot, and used to buy me like Gap clothes and stuff, and used to buy me all these really expensive clothes that I didn't really even need as a baby. And she was just an overall great grandmother. I used to call her Mama, just because I used to call her that. Like, she used to be like a second mom to me, but she loved me and she was so great. My grandpa, Papa, I called him Papa. He was a great person too. He loved to do magic and like little magic tricks and stuff. Like, I used to be so intrigued by him, and still today I do magic tricks. Some of you may not know that. Like, I don't really do a whole lot of them because I still like to practice them and whatnot, but I'm not that great at it. I mean, I practice a lot, but I don't know. Do a lot of them though. It's pretty cool. Like, you'd probably trip seeing me do some of these. Are pretty crazy. So yeah, they're pretty fun to do, but that's what he liked to do. He liked to do all these magic tricks, and he wanted to do magic really bad. Like, it was one of his really fun hobbies that he liked to do. He liked to like make stuff disappear and just everything you could think of. And one day he wanted to learn how to breathe fire, and he had this person that he knew that taught him all these magic tricks and stuff, and told all the secrets too. And one day he wanted to learn how to breathe fire, and so he asks him how to do it because he knew how to do it. And he says, "Well, you'd have to trade your soul to the devil to do that." And he's like, "No way." And he never got to learn magic after that, so he was really disappointed about that. And it was pretty crazy just to show what people actually do and how far this magic can go. And people are pretty crazy out there. I mean, devil's out there tempting, and that's just what I believe in. So that's him. That's my papa. He's really cool. Both of them are dead now though, Papa and Mama. So it's just me, my mom, my dad, and my uncles and aunts. They're pretty awesome. And my cousins are like my brothers. My cousins are just awesome. I hang out with them all the time. And they're just they like they're I hang out with them so much. They're basically like my brother. They do all the same cool stuff as me. And yeah, it's pretty cool. What happened after that? Let's see. Oh yeah, I always used to look like the Home Alone kid. Like literally, if you've seen Home Alone, the very first one, I think the second one, yeah, the one he goes to New York. I look exactly like him. Like when I did that little aftershave thing where he smacks his face with the aftershave and goes, ah, yeah, I used to look just like him. It was pretty funny, pretty epic. Except for now today, he just, I don't know, in my opinion, he looks really ugly. Excuse me, but I mean, he does. That was horrible of me. Anyway, yeah, that sums up about a little bit of my first part of my life. Well, also when I was a baby, like I loved watching the cooking channel on, well, not, it wasn't the cooking channel back then, it was like Cooking on Discovery, and they used to have like chefs on there, and it practically was the cooking channel. I don't know when the cooking channel came, but I know I used to watch Cooking on Discovery Channel, and I used to wa I was watching that, and I guess when my mom always changed the channel, I guess I threw my bottle at her, so I was still then at like 2 years old, still really intrigued by cooking, so it's pretty much in my blood to cook. And I love cooking since then. I mean, I just love, it's just always intrigued me. I just love it. It's like an art, so you can just call me that artist. Ha. But yeah, it's been one of my passions to do that is cooking. After that, well, I had a good childhood, I have to say. I really love I mean, like, all my cousins were there, and I was in the backyard with this little plastic car that I used to ride in it with my feet going like Fred Flintstone. And I had a, and then like my grandparents got me this battery Jeep. Oh, it's the coolest thing ever. I used to ride that thing every single day. It was like the coolest thing in the world. Like, it was almost like you were driving a real car for a little kid. I even used to wash it and do a whole bunch of cool stuff with it. It was just the coolest thing ever. And yeah, this YouTube video is about to play. Ha. Yeah, that was that. And did some fun stuff as a kid. I remember being in my grandparents' room, just chilling with them, and we used to eat tamales and bubble gum. I don't know why, but for some reason, I remember as a kid, I used to chew up bubble gum, like I used to chew the heck out of one piece of little bubble gum and just chew it and then just spit it out of like a window or something. And I did this like 50 million times until the whole roll was gone. It was like one of those rolls of gum, you know, those ones that they're like in a circular box and stuff. Like I used to chew them up and then spit them out until the whole roll was gone. It was just ridiculous. Those gum tastes good. I'm telling you, I want to go find one of those today. Those are really nice. Might go buy one. Oh yeah, also, yeah, I forgot to tell you before I go on. My beach headset, I actually well, in parentheses, fixed it. I actually duct taped the earpiece to the head arch, but it still like hurts my ear, I guess. But I mean, it does what it does, and it really helps. So, I just hope I can find like, 'cause I'm sure this thing has a warranty. I got it back in December. Let's just hope I can find that warranty or number. Huh. Yeah, if any of you can help me find a number for Turtle Beach, that'd be awesome. Oh yeah, my membership went out on my podcast, so I can't see all my stats and cool stuff like that. So I'm gonna have to, I don't know what I'm gonna do. But yeah, that's okay to continue with the rest of my life. Well, I wrote some ideas down. I can tell you about my Call of Duty story. That was amazing. Yeah, I went to work, like it was like my second job, and I worked for like a long time, just and like I was putting some money in a bank account, and I was trying to buy a PlayStation, and I finally got up a whole bunch of money and I bought a PlayStation, and I was so happy. I brought it home and I was like, wow, I can't play nothing on this without a disc. So I have to wait. So I waited for a little bit longer, and Modern Warfare 2 came out. That launched the whole online gaming thing. It was ridiculous. Well, actually, I'll start before that. I used to have a PlayStation 1, and I used to play the heck out of that. It was like awesome. And then I played like Twisted Metal and Metal Gear Solid on this game. It was just straight up ridiculous. It was I hope this thing doesn't like cut off. That would really make me mad. Like the timing for the mic recording, I don't know. But yeah, I used to play the PlayStation, and then my dad got me the PlayStation 2. And yeah, that was like the only thing that, well, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going there. But yeah, that was I got the PlayStation 2. I had a couple games for that. It was all right. And then my mom got the Wii. That actually started the online gaming thing. My uncle introduced me to, I think it, I let's see, 6, 5, 4. It had to be Call of Duty 4, because I played a Call of Duty way back then, and it was really cool. I made it through the whole story mode, pretty awesome. And then World at War came out. No, Call of Duty 3. Yeah, Call of Duty 3. I played on the PlayStation 2. That was the very first Call of Duty game I played, and it was awesome. I didn't play online, but it was awesome. The story mode was sweet and everything. And then I played Call of Duty 4 on the Wii. I'm almost positive I did. And then I played World at War on the Wii, and then that was the very first time I played online gaming. And I did Free for All, and yeah, I really didn't know anything to do but Free for Alls, and they're pretty wicked. I don't know why I didn't play anything else. Yeah, now that I think about it. Oh yeah, and the Wii was pretty stupid. Like, you didn't get the same maps that you did on like Xbox or PlayStation, and you only got like two less maps, and there's no zombies on it. I mean, zombies would have been horrible anyway, but the glitches were cool on the Wii. That was one cool thing about it. But just playing it for the first time on the Wii was just really cool. And then I worked up my way to the PlayStation, like I said, and the very first game I bought for that was Modern Warfare 2, of course. And it started a new era of gaming for me. It was totally ridiculous. It was just crazy. I mean, I had new friends and stuff that I talked to, and talked to just a whole bunch of different people, and they're all pretty cool and stuff. I mean, of course, you're gonna get those buttholes that are always trying to discriminate or troll, whatnot. But you know, it was really cool. I mean, the first person shooter game, it was pretty awesome. And then you know, the game started getting noobish, and players started I don't know, using all the easy weapons, as I could break it down easiest to you. And then we like once I started getting bored of that, I just started this like I started finding these things called glitches. I mean, I'm sure you've all heard of the word glitch. From Activision, it's shunned upon, but it's not illegal. You like find these glitches, and you get outside the maps or get to high places, and it's just all cool. And then I got World at War, and I played that zombies. Like, I was so addicted to that. That was the coolest thing ever. Like, I used to play in the map packs, and it was just so cool playing on zombies and killing all these zombies, getting to higher levels, and I just became so obsessed with the gameplay of zombies. I didn't even play the multiplayer that much. I played more zombies than I did the multiplayer. And then Black Ops came out, and that was a whole new story. That was just ridiculous. Now it's out today. It's been out for a while now, and it's definitely awesome. I can't get my hands off of it. It's they have multiplayer, they have everything. They have multiplayer, player, well, okay, player matches, private matches, wager matches, theater mode, zombies, of course, story mode, and it's all just ridiculous. I mean, the game runs slower because it has all this stuff in it. I can't write messages as fast, but it's definitely a great game, and like it brought in a whole different type of gameplay. And there's also games like Fallout 3, I think that just came out, and Killzone. I want to go get Killzone. That seems pretty cool. My dad just bought Borderlands. I guess that, yeah, I seen him play that, and that's pretty cool. It's not bad. It's pretty awesome. But that's how I started my gaming experience. I started from back at Call of Duty 3, so I guess you could say I'm a hardcore gamer. But yeah. Let's see what else. PlayStation Airsoft. Oh yeah. And my dad's grandparents used to get me like airsoft guns, that was the very first airsoft gun that I got, was a pistol. And I didn't really think about it, and how like I didn't think it was that much fun. I mean, I used to cock it back and pull the trigger and BB would come out, but it never really seemed that cool to me. And then like as I grew into my teenage years, I started seeing how cool this airsoft thing was. And I seen that, I used to like parkour a lot in free running. Well, more free running than parkour. And you can check back in my other videos to see the difference between free running and parkour. Also, like just mixing them together, it gave me a great idea just to make it like a lot more fun. And sorry, I have some on my lip. And I started collecting airsoft guns, and it was the coolest thing. Like right now, I have an M93R. That was the latest thing I got in December. It's if you play Modern Warfare 2, it was on there too. It was an automatic pistol. You can 3-round burst it, full auto, and semi. And it's so cool. Like it runs by CO2, and the very first airsoft weapon I bought was actually. Where was it? Myers. Yep, I bought it at Myers, and it was a shotgun. It looks basically exactly like a Spaz 12, and it's a shotgun. You can pump it like as many times as you pump it, as more BBs will come out at once. And it's pretty cool. It's all right. I mean, I kind of broke the magazine on it, so I kind of have to load them one by one, but I just gotta find another mag for it. It's pretty cool though. That was the very first airsoft gun I bought, and then no. And then I bought a G11. Yeah, it was a G11, and I bought that, and then it broke down, and I just took it back and didn't even worry about it. So after that, I saved up a bunch of money and seen this. My friend told me about the sniper rifle online, so I checked it out, and I went to go look at it, and I begged my mom. She didn't want to buy it because she didn't want to use her credit card number. So I begged her for like ever, because I had the money for it. And finally, I convinced her to buy it, and I bought this my very first gun online. And it was a sniper rifle. It's a L96. I actually bought it before Black Ops came out, so I have a gun in Black Ops that came out before Black Ops. And as you can tell, I feel special. And it's pretty cool. It's sorry, I'm playing with this Rubik's Cube. I shouldn't probably be playing with this. I don't know if you guys know, but I can solve in a Rubik's Cube in less than 1 minute and 50 seconds. So, and Justin Bieber has to be all popular and solve in less than 30 seconds. He's cool. But Yeah, about the sniper rifle thing. It's an L96. It's pretty awesome. It's a spring. And then it broke about, I don't know, a month or two ago because the thing broke, like the magazine, the spring box or whatever, trigger box broke. And yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to fix it. And yeah. Let's see here. And then yeah, for Christmas I got the M93R, which is automatic pistol. It runs on CO2. It's pretty awesome. So, and I think my next thing is gonna be an LMG. I think I wanna get, because I seen this LMG online and it was only $300. It's a really good deal. I think it was, I don't know where I seen it, but it was really cool. It was pretty awesome. Yeah. So, let's see here. Oh, yeah. My YouTube story. I think that, yeah, I think that's good for today. I'll tell you next week about my YouTube story. That is going to be pretty interesting. So, I hope you guys like this episode. I hope I can see you for my story of my life, part three. So, see you all there, and tell all your friends about it. I hope they'll like it, and I hope you guys like it. Tell me what you think about the story in the comment section below. And I'll see you guys next time. Peace.